So I would think that we do have a group. I would like to outline the procedure that we are going to follow in this process. The process is as follows. I will call for a nomination and a seconder from the floor. For record purposes, when participating in this process, please introduce yourselves. And if there is more than one nomination, the name of the nomination will be put to a vote by a show of hands. And then at the end of the vote, the nominee with the majority of votes will be declared chairperson. And members will only be allowed to vote once. So I will now proceed to call for nominations for the position of the chairperson of the Ad Hoc Committee on the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill. I recognize you, ma'am, there at the back.
Thank you very much. Good morning, colleagues and everyone in the room. My name is Doris Labuta, a member of this Ad Hoc Committee. I move to nominate the name of Honorable J.J. Market to be the chairperson of this Ad Hoc Committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further nominations? Okay. I would like to call for the seconder. Mr. Muke.
Thank you, Acting Chair. I hereby second the nomination of Honorable J.J. Maki.
Thank you. I would like to ask if the nominated member accepts the nomination.
Thank you very much. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Are there any further nominations? Nothing. In the absence of any further nominations, I declare Mr. Maki the chairperson of the committee. You may take the seat. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good morning. I don't know under such situations whether I must say thank you or what usually happens. But anyway, just a bit of comments in terms of a job ahead of ourselves, and as we can see that we are going to rise very early, and we have got very little time. It means we will have to work overtime, even if we are not going to be paid for it. Maybe we wouldn't have our December would be very short for ourselves. And maybe I expect in the next meeting we would. Have a program already drawn that will show what we need to do, and we'll take it from there. Thank you very much. I don't think we have got any comments. Comments can be allowed, but questions, I don't think so. Honorable Kolabana.
Could I suggest that we really consider working evenings? We're all here. We all have to be here. I mean, the joys of Acacia Park are not something that attracts anyone. I think we can easily work after the sittings, or even be excused early from sittings to put in the hours during the week. Just a proposal, because it's, you know, Mondays are very difficult. Fridays, we're here, but often people have long treks to get home. So I'm just suggesting that's a serious option. And we may well be excused from certain sittings, so that could score for us.
Thank you very much. It's a good suggestion. Any suggestion that would make us complete the work before us would be acceptable, I should think. Honorable Labude.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I want to second the proposal by Honorable Kola Barnard, and also to say that as soon as we get the committee program, that will assist us to plan much better. And also to suggest that since this is an open meeting, we can also have some of the meetings virtually, if that is allowed. Yes. Yeah. And yeah, with regard to being excused from some sittings, yes, that is doable, only if we can apply on time. And also Fridays can happen, meaning that if we can excuse ourselves from some of our committees which sit on Sunday, on Friday. Especially myself, I also have a committee that sits on Friday, but I can excuse myself that we meet maybe from morning until 12 o'clock so that we can travel. As soon as we get the program, we can plan our travel accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think the idea of visual will have to be looked into so we can work even on Saturdays. Okay, if there's no other thing, then this was the shortest meeting I've ever attended. So the meeting is adjourned.
Honorable Chair, we still have breakfast that we are waiting for. It hasn't arrived. So we don't want to have wasteful and fruitless expenditure. So no one is allowed to leave the room until we have something to eat.
So it's an airport.
Oh, I'm sorry.